America weekend.
I'm doomed. You simply have two dinners. I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
It's that time of year, which for most of America means turkey, stuffing, and stuff like that.
Right.
But if you're Italian, what does it mean? Calamari and things like that?
We add extra things.
You do?
We add extra things. People, this was my favorite conversation among friends in college.
Okay.
Because all my friends, by the time we were seniors, used to all want to leave their families and come to my house for Thanksgiving. Because we always go, first of all, I think when Italian Americans came to this country and discovered that there was an entire holiday dedicated to food, they probably called everybody back home and were like, you guys got to get here.
Got to come here.
You got to get over here.
Get to Ellis Island right now.
Right now.
And they changed the whole thing.
And they changed the whole menu. Because a typical Italian meal starts with, you know, antipasto.
Right.
Then you have to have pasta or rice.
Okay.
Then you have your meat and vegetables, and then you have dessert.
It's a long day.
So it is. And it's a majority of your day.
Okay.
So Italians, I think, took that same process and just kind of incorporated the traditional American Thanksgiving meal into that third portion of it, of the meat and vegetable portion. But then we still do, my house, you come to my house on Thanksgiving, and there is salami, soprasada, we do the fresh mozzarella.
Look at you. Don't just say it. You encapsulate. Your accent amazes me.
You have to, I hate when people say things like ricotta cheese. It makes me want to put a pen through my eye.
Really?
Yes.
That's how I say it.
It grates my nerves.
My wife tells me, get ricotta cheese, and I get ricotta cheese.
No, see, at least you gotta, I have friends that used to say like really like down home kind of like ricotta.
Oh, that's
like
too much.
Really?
No,
yeah.
No. My diction is too good.
No, you're
for
okay.
That. Yes.
You're good.
Now, isn't that called rigot? How the hell do you get rigot out of ricotta?
Because that is a southern dialect, and the majority of people who came here from Italy
are
from southern Italy.
See, not only do we entertain on this show, we educate.
We learn. And the best part is any meal, any Sunday or holiday meal, starts somewhere between 1 and 3 p.m.
So there's a time you got to follow
time.
Here.
You got to start at the right. Well, but
this is very intense.
Because it's a process. Because it takes, nobody leaves till like 9 or 10 o'clock.
Really?
We eat that whole time.
So when does this whole process begin? Like the previous Sunday?
The week before.
Oh, this is too much.
You don't know. I go to my mother's house the week before. We do all the desserts first because they can sit in the fridge.
Right.
Then we do, like the next day we'll do, we'll make either like the pasta because it's a holiday. So you have to make the fresh pasta.
You can't be buying
these things.
No Ronzoni at ShopRite.
No. You need to actually hand roll these things.
Wow.
So we'll start with that, or we'll do a soup sometimes as a first course. So we make that stuff. Then the next day, then we do the stuffing and as many of the side dishes as can be done in advance.
I get the feeling here kids are banging on your door on Halloween and you're already making things for Thanksgiving. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah, no, it's entirely. We're at least planning the menu.
Wow.
At least planning the menu. But that's it, because it's the whole course. So you do the whole antipasta. That's from like 2 to 3.
Okay.
Then we sit down. We start eating the meal at like 3:30. Like I said, you got to start with pasta.
So you're eating it too, but the meal isn't really until 3:30.
Yeah.
You're priming your stomach leading up to the actual meal
itself.
Well,
and that gives people time to kind of, you know, if they're running a little bit late, to kind of trickle in.
Wow.
Gives everybody something to do.
And why would you want to be late when Italian Thanksgiving?
Everybody's already had a few glasses of Cinzano.
So we're
good to go.
Everybody's lubed up, ready to go. That's what we're saying here.
Yes.
So now, how late is this whole feast?
I'm not kidding. We're there till like 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God. And are you pulling things back out? Are you rewarming things here?
No.
Jiminy Christmas.
No,
this is just too much.
Well, because there's cleaning in between.
Really? It's pristine. It's clean. We're cleaning up.
Oh, yeah. No, because then everybody, so, you know, you do your first course.
Yeah.
Then you have to collect those dishes. My mother will wash them immediately. And then we pull the turkey out of the oven. Then we do the stuffing, the sweet potato. And we do. So with everything that, you know, the traditional American Thanksgiving, the turkey, the stuffing, the sweet potatoes, all that stuff, that's all part of that second or possibly third round of eating, if you count the antipasto. Then we do what everybody is doing at like 5 o'clock at night, which is probably about the same time at that point that we actually start eating that portion.
Okay. But you're not eating as much turkey per se as the rest of the country.
No, because
you're not falling asleep because of the tryptophan thing.
Because my mother makes a ham too.
We've had ham on Thanksgiving. I look over at my wife in the studio.
I know,
here.
We have a live audience today.
Yes, we have a live audience in the studio. It's amazing. But I love ham on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I am not a turkey guy.
Neither am I.
I hate turkey. It's dry.
Yes.
I grew up in a house where my mother was worried we were going to catch salmonella and die the next day.
Did she cook it till the turkey breast cave in? Because that's what my grandmother used to do.
This thing was black, all right? Black Friday? How about Black Turkey on Thanksgiving?
Black Turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. This thing, you would need to drink gallons of water or anything else.
It would, to get it down.
You would have sawdust in your mouth. That's how bad it was.
No. Yes. Yeah, no, so, but that's my mother's story from her first Thanksgiving with her in-law. Apparently, my grandmother was very concerned about the salmonella, and she cooked it until she goes, when the breast caved in, then she knew it was done.
You know, when the meal starts caving in, that's never a good sign.
That was it.
Is that a true culinary term, caving in? You're the perfect person to ask for this.
You know what? I honestly don't know, but I think that's actually what literally happened.
I want videos of this Italian Thanksgiving. We need to show the world
this. Yes. Well, and follow us on Twitter at Colleghi, at Cara DeFalco, hashtag America Weekend.
Exactly. I mean, we will have it all out there.
We will put it up for you.
And after you see this, you will realize just how lacking your own Thanksgiving is.
It's like Thanksgiving on steroids.
And imagine the conversation we'll have in only a few weeks about an Italian Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Colleghi.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30, afterburners are on, he's gone, touchdown, Irish!
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.